age?
I am 38.
Would you tell us anything you are doing within the community?
Well, the only thing we really do around here is have our collage days, and the ladies make a lot of collages, and they try to bring back, I guess, some of the traditions, you know, get back into the dress and that. There's people trying to get a woman trying to actually make the dresses and that like they were, and so try to get it more traditional, like, you know, with the dresses and the men's clothes and everything. But most of all, it's just trying to keep the tradition going, I guess. I mean, keep the Czech people interested in keeping the heritage, I guess. But most of the time, the older people don't really talk about it much unless you talk with them. And so when you start talking with them, then most of the time they'll start, you know, prying it out of them, I guess. But
What would you like to have?
Well,
as activities, communal activities.
Well, I guess it's probably the biggest thing would probably be industry, to keep the people in the area, so you can, you know, and but like I said, you know, if I think it's a tourism state, I mean, even our area is more tourism. So if, you know, if we kept promoting our Czech deal. Or, you know, heritage and stuff like that. I think, you know, build buildings like the old-fashioned way, you know, like, you know, remodeling houses, remodel them like the Czech houses or, you know, like the old days, and you know, make it a kind of a tourist trap. I mean, that's it. Because that's where this area is pretty much farming and that, but, you know, most of the local businesses don't, you know, can't just rely on the farming because, of, you know, the farming is... you know, it ain't the people out in the country like it used to be. So they, you know, try to promote the area. And like I said, the collage days does that. You know, that brings a lot of people into town. And
you also talked about dances.
Yeah, they anytime when there's dances or like when their bands come over from Czechoslovakia, they always, the organizations like the Lions Club and the ZCBJ, hall, they always have, that's where they usually have the dance, and they just, well, they work together, and you know, it costs, you know, some money, but most of the time they usually break even on it, and that's all they're looking for too. And they try to, I don't know, usually about one every 3 years has been coming through, but you know, it's been, that's what it has been the last 10 years, about one every three. But you know, before that there were, you know, maybe one every, well, of course now it's a whole lot different out over there now, so they got kind of free travel, so it's, I think it's easier for them to bring bands.
Thank you very much.
Okay.